So I'm starting my nature journaling today. I'm in Queenswood. It's January 20th, 2019. It's a beautiful, sunny, cold day. I've spent the morning doing my family session in the woods, and now I'm taking the path well trodden, the path that we take every single week, where we're passing the pond, and I'm going to be heading in a different direction now. I can hear beautiful birds, and it's pretty busy though because everyone is out because of the sun. I've decided to do this journal because I've taken big steps now. I really want to become a forest school trainer, and I just think that nature journaling is such a good way to actually stop and take in our surroundings and learn from them. So I thought no better day than today to do it in Queenswood. I've got a lovely, lovely attachment to Queenswood. I always think of it so fondly. I really do think this is where the fairies live. It's where I've brought my children since they were very young. It's where I used to come through before I had children. And it's somewhere that I do very much feel at home. The monthly forest school sessions we do with families makes me return here, and it's just so lovely to watch it through the seasons. I run the holiday program here as well, but I spend so little time here by myself. I've meant to come out to do some writing, but I managed to forget to do that, to bring out my new book I'm going to use. So I'm recording this. Hopefully I'll be typing it up and adding photos and maybe a picture. So one thing I've noticed, I walked all the way up to one of the highest points in the woodland, but it's really uncovered here. Obviously there's no trees, there's no leaves on the tree, and there's a really fantastic view. But I've noticed that one of our favourite climbing trees, which is a horizontal tree, has really dropped in height. It used to be a really high tree, and that's just dropped, which is a shame. There's a group of people here that are resting on the bench, but they might be moving on in a minute, and then I'm going to take a nice 5-10 minutes just to have a look around and have a little bit of a think about what I'm seeing and hearing. The overwhelming sound I've heard of birds so far has been by a ring-tailed parakeet, and I think I'm going to find out more about them because I know they are starting to dominate a lot of the woodlands where I work. I want to find out if they are the pests. I call them pesky parakeets. I know that they are really good at surviving in our woodlands, and I want to find out why they are becoming the dominant species. Maybe it's just them making most of the noise. I can see one up really high up in the sky. They're known to actually take over the holes of the woodpeckers and the homes that they make. But looking up, I can see a pigeon and a squirrel and a parakeet all really close together. Just wondering if they get on or not. Far away. I can hear in the distance people laughing and talking. Very, very peaceful here. and watching the squirrels who have amazing gymnastic skills diving across the tiny, tiny twigs on the end of branches to get from one tree to another. They are in full motion today and working really hard. Also watching the parakeets that seem to be driving the pigeon a little bit mad. Oh, they've moved him off of their tree. They harassed him so much he's gone. Interesting. I'm sitting right by a holly bush, tiny, tiny one that had been cut all the way down, coppiced all the way almost to the ground, and it's now growing back up again. I think I'm going to draw it now. So I spent a few minutes drawing. I wanted to draw the whole kind of emerging holly bush, but I only got round to doing one kind of strand of it, one branch of it. Lost slight interest in drawing it and concentration. That's something I'm really hoping to develop a bit more of. I haven't got any coloured pencils with me, so it'd be nice to colour it in when I get home. But really pleased to have spent the time here listening and concentrating and thinking of not really much else other than the holly bush. And the birds are just divine.